Tuesday the 19th of June, Rabbi Michael Sharf, The Challenge of Heating Up Airline and Hospital Meals.
First of all, Shkoyach, for giving this opportunity to discuss such an important issue, which I think it's Nogia Kimat to everyone, sometime during in hospitals or in airlines. And I just want to explain a little bit what the issue is. Before I start, I would like first of all to publicly thank the hospital Kosher Meal Services in conjunction with Hermolis, headed by Mr. Michael Friedman and all the staff, which give a superb service to the Kehila and to everyone who look for any kosher meals. We are so privileged to be here in England, Baruch Hashem, that we have the meals in the hospital. Some countries do not have the privilege, and it's very, very difficult. People who are especially in the hospital and traveling around. The thing which I want to explain is, when one go to any, we're traveling away, we're going to hospitals or to airline, we all see that the meals are double sealed. We know that every time a meal needs to be double sealed, double cover. So MSCs, we need to understand these two things. There's a double seal and a double cover. When one receives the meal, the meal is in a tray, and have it's called a heat seal on top, like a plastic film, which basically stops the food to go out of this container. It's a practical solution, but also to seal the container with the food. And thereafter, there's another kisui, another wrapper inside, which it's a second wrapper, which is called the second wrapper. So the MSC is, we need to understand these two nekudas, and I think it's very important to understand the difference. Number one, to do halacha in Shulchan Aruch, as a mafkid, boso, or anything which needs chasimus etzel goy, if someone leaves any meat or any cheese or any kosher product into a goy's hand, to do halachas of chasimus, you need to have a simen and a choisim to recognize the product to make sure it's a kosher. So here, for example, we're preparing a meal and we're giving it to hospitals, to airlines, catering departments, to non-kosher shops, wherever it is, you need to have a chasimus portion to recognize that this is a kosher meal. This is number one. In chasimus, it's two halachas. It's one halacha that certain things need to have only one chasimus, and other things need to have two chasimus, depending if the Isur the Rabbonon need to need only one chasimus, like, for example, cheese, milk. But if it's a shaila of Doraisa, you need to have two chasimus. So this is why coding chasimus is concerned. Memele, if we're looking only about the chasimus of the sealing of the meals, once you put the meal into a container and you have everything in it, you put a heat seal, what we call the heat seal on top, the MSCs, and on top, let's say we will put a label that says kosher. This is Be'etzim or Api Aloch, it's called Mafteach and Choisem. Mafteach is a key, which Be'etzim is, there's no chasimus on it. It's only like a key, we close the door with a key. This is also a simen that you show that whatever is inside will not come out. So Chazal knew that the Mafteach is something, but not enough. We need to have a choisem as well. A choisem is a kosher seal, meaning a Hebrew letter. Api Aloch need to be anything in Hebrew, a name, that it's ungenimen, it's been taken for generations to write the name kosher, but akroponim, any Hebrew letter, it's good as well. Mafteach and choisem, it counted as two choisomers. So if we have a seal, which we have a heat seal on it, which is a mafteach, because basically what it does is only to keep the food, but it's still sealing, yeah, and it makes the purpose of keeping the food that no one can change anything on it. If one would have just put a label on it, writing it's kosher, it would have been mafteach and choisem, which has been counted as two choisomers, even for meat, we'll have no problem. This is as far as mafteach is choisomers is concerned, that to make sure that no one will change the meal, that would be sufficient, and we would be happy to have one heat seal on it. The problem is to do another issue here. The issue is reheating the meal. Most of the meals are specially designed to be heated in the non-kosher oven. When someone travels along, either on holiday, on a trip, or in a hospital, or in an airline, we're not talking about kosher ovens. So we mainly sefana aloche in simen kufches in yoredeh, a whole aloche, how one heat up a kosher product, meat, or any other things, with treifos, either together, in the same time, in the same oven, or separately. Doesn't make much, there is different halachas when they separately all together. Today, to be able to heat up a meal with a kosher and a non-kosher, then there is a difference. It's not a question of seals. Yes, we know that everyone will be separate. We are not chrishes that, for example, you put two meals into the oven and suddenly you'll take out the wrong one because you got a chrishomers. Yeah? You'll have the heat seal, you'll have a label on it, it'll be good enough. The problem is Chazal were concerned regarding the blias from the kosher to the non-kosher meal. What is blias? Blias is something which goes between two things. How do blias go along? And blias yoytze mikli likli beloy roite. Chazal said that today, a blia to go out from one equipment, one pot, for example, to another pot. You have two pots on the fire. But MSC, you're allowed to warm up two pots, one goyshe pot and another kosher pot on the same burner. There's no problem whatsoever. The only issue comes when you start putting the two pots together. Yeah. So if they touch together, then we need to be careful. If they are MSC dry, nothing, no wetness, nothing between those two pots, Mimele Chazal knew there is no way the blias, even so inside this boiling water, boiling sauce, wherever you are, the Chazal knew that the blias from one pot to another cannot come across. Why? Because the blias is also a physical aspect. The blias would have come out of the wall of the first pot, but Lemayin said, today to go into the next pot, we have a gap. We still have, even if they touch together, they still have a gap. Chazal knew that this blias would disappear straight away with this chut asare, whatever it is between the two, it would not cross over to the next pot. So even if we have the both pots touching together, also the blias would not go to each other. The only way blias can go from one pot to another is if you have any liquid between the two. So the blias from, let's say, the non-kosher will go out of the pot via the walls of the pot, then the liquid between will have the blias issue, even if it was a kosher liquid, or just like, for example, water, this water will become non-kosher, and then the blias will go into the next pot. So when someone wants to heat up two pots on the gas burner, whatever, if they are two separate, there's no problem. Obviously, you need to be careful that nothing splits from one, one from another. For example, if you fry schnitzel or a steak together, you need to be very careful because you got things with spring between one and a fryer and another. But just in general, if you're just cooking two pots, they are sealed, they are closed, there's no problem with that. The same idea is when you warm up something in the oven. The oven, you're putting a tray. In the oven, always you put food in a tray. So you have the two trays together. If the emes they've been open and dry, the meal should have no problem. If, for example, there's any wetness, then we started the problem. The idea of having the two covers, yeah, the double wrap, which we call in all the meals, is because the problem is as well. If we have just the tray with the heat seal, and then one will come, and for example, you heat up another non-kosher meal in the same oven, and then you'll have, that's one thing we must understand, that the thing which we have of double covering, even single covering properly as we have, it's almost a unique situation in the kosher market. Because at the going, they don't need it. Yeah, they put a cover just to cover up as hygiene system, but not because you don't want to leave food. But it's not any airtight or anything like that. So the design of the special things are done specially for the kosher. So maybe when you put in the oven and you have a kosher meal and a non-kosher meal, piping hot, obviously it's a spritz, and obviously there is a lot of liquid, and especially if you got a liquid like soup and things leak between one and another. So what's actually happening? You'll have blias from one keli to another. Why? Because, for example, if one tray you'll have kosher, the other one you'll have treifas, someone just take it and he touch it or he spill over it, straight away you'll have a problem of blias. This is the reason why you need to add a second cover. Basically, it's a guard. So the second cover, what does it help? It says, if, for example, you have the kosher meal intact in a tray, then in another cover. So there's no blias which can go between the second cover to the meal, because it's dry, it's packed. In the meal, there is a special heat film, which is called, it seals properly the food inside, which nothing come up. Then you put it in a sleeve, in a plastic sleeve, which is the second wrapper, which everything is nice and dry. So even if when you warm it up in a meal, in an oven, and anything spill on top of it, the MS, nothing is good. There's no blias, because even if the treifas will have spilled on it, nothing between the two doesn't cause a problem. Yes, one need to be careful that if you see anything outside, which obviously is a non-kosher food, so mainly you must be careful not to eat it. Especially when you open it up, you need to make sure that it doesn't go inside of the food. This is the normal and the understanding why we need to have the double seal. What it does happen from time to time is certain lachluchis, or the wetness between the first and the second cover. And this is important to understand certain difference and way and how it does happen. When we make a meal, if we have a meal, then there's a heat seal who you seal everything, and to make sure that no food can leak from the first container and everything is nice and dry. Obviously, it does happen that sometimes, for whatever reason, the meal leaks. Yeah. Now, a lot of the reason is, for example, if some overheat the meal, if you got the instruction of heating this meal for, let's say, 5 minutes, and someone is going to come and take it, go overheat it to 7 minutes or to 8 minutes, mainly, what did you create? It's only a plastic seal. It's only a heat seal, which are designed specially for a certain amount of time. So mainly, after the overheating, you cause explosion in the container itself. Because first of all, the heat seal which expands, with the pressure of the heat, and mainly is going to start leaking. This is one of the reasons. I'll say the only, but one of the reasons which can happen. And then you'll find leakage around the container. Then you'll have a problem of blias, because the protection which the whole thing was to add a second double cover, double wrap, not a cover, the double wrap kedei to work against this, the issue of blias, to make sure that it's dry between one and other. If you have a liquid between, this is when you'll have a problem. Now, there is two different things of liquid between one container and another. There are sometimes, there is something which we call a dampness. All the meals are frozen. I can't say all the meals, but some of the meals are frozen. When you freeze the meal, automatically you have some bit of ice, a little bit of condensation because the heat. It does happen, but this event is very minute and it's only a small dampness. And usually, I can only tell you from experience, we made a lot of experience of trying of heating as far as the recommendation of the company who put on the packaging how much and what type of heat to heat up this meal. And you'll find that the MS is even this little bit disappear very quickly with the heat itself. So the MS is this little dampness doesn't cause any problem. Especially as a PR locher, a liquid to be able to transport a blear from one to another, from a kli to another, like we mentioned before, we need to have a liquid. Just not stam, a little bit of a liquid will have enough power and koyach to transfer the blears. What is very important is to have tuifeach al menas latzfiach. Then, most hottest, you have a koyach to transfer the tuifeach al menas latzfiach. Is not a liter of water. It doesn't need to be such a big amount. A little bit is also tuifeach al menas latzfiach. But it's a sheer. It's not just a little bit of dampness. This is one in the kudah. Once you have a little bit of, or you have water or any liquid on it, thermals, you need to know what happened in the heating of the meal. If, for example, there was no bleas, there was no traveling food outside the packaging, so we made the embassies, there was no bleas. For example, even if it was a liquid in it, between the two wrappers, yeah, and then you put it in the oven, let's say the clean oven, and let's put this way, there was no trefus, yet it was a Goyish oven, it's oichnish, the end of the world, because there was nothing to give a bleas. No worse. So do try zachen. Two things we need to bear in mind. Number one, that you warm up with an oil. Who said you are unique in the oven? Who said when you warm up this meal, this kosher meal, you were unique? Maybe there was other meals as well. And also, these we can't say there is always nothing on the trays on the oven, especially in the microwave, which if you warm up openly, sometimes in pipe when it's piping hot, spritz over the wall. So I don't say we need to be choishes to it, 100%, no, but it's a debate between the achronim, how far one need to be choishes that there were something in the oven and things. If there were something, then most we have a major problem. If, for example, on the tray, you'll have what we call shamnunis, or any fat, or any liquid, anything which is not of trefus, obviously then you'll have straight away bleas to the middle liquid, which then will transfer the bleas into the inner food, which is the container. However, if, for example, it's stuck dry, lechoira, I'm saying, I'm not saying paskening, and I just want to mention, I'm not paskening any halachas as far as the shir, we're just discussing the issue, rather than stuck halachas, we mentioned in the beginning, but I thought it's safe understood. We're just discussing all of the issues, because I like the oilam to understand all the point of views of how we go about it. So this is something which one needs to consider. So we said now these 2 points. One is only dampness, and the second thing, that even if there is liquid in it, is totally depending on what is outside. If it's dry, the choyer should not be any problem, and if it is wet, then we come across the problem. Then there's another issue. The second issue is Zohar halachas in Tanur Godel and Tanur Kotel. When you heat up a meal, a non kosher oven, that says, we're not heating up, I'm not talking heating up a kosher meal. Just if someone go to a goyishe house and want to use a treffen oven. It does happen very often, people are going on holiday, and they want to use without kashering. Just take the basics of an oven. What type of halacha and how do you need to kasher? You need to analyze the type of ovens before you know what type of achshore, what din does tanur have. Sefarim in halachas, tzvay nekudas. One is called tanur kotten and tanur godu. And the second thing is posuach and sosu. There's two conditions. An oven by MSC is different like a pot. A pot, you put all the food, liquid and solid together, you cook it so the bleas come straight onto the wall of the pot. Mashenka in an oven is different. You put your food in a container, so why the oven should become also? Yeah? So the teretz is because the steam which come up onto the wall, and then it's dry heat, so it's different than a pot. There are different isurim. So when it comes, there is a big, big difference. A pot, because the bleas were done through a liquid, it's in a ba'ga'ola, like we know. An oven is completely different because the bleas goes with dry heat, yeah, the bleas go out from the meal in into the walls of the tunnel. It's called a dry heat. Therefore, we need to have libun. We all know that there's a chilut in an oven and a pot. If, however, a tunnel is a small tunnel, which Chazal called a small tunnel, according to Chazal, Yud Beis Esroinim, to see 12 times the shir chala. And which each shul chal is mem gimel v'choymesh bay. So in cubic meters is a very big machloikas, how big oven is to be considered big or small. The smallest shita is 50 centimeter of on 70 centimeter by 15 centimeter. So it's not so small, yeah. It's kimat, none of our ovens at home are Tamil Godel. All our ovens are Tamil cotton. That's more, because they are under 50 centimeter from inside, I'm talking about, not the external. Obviously, we're talking about the internal part of the oven. And this is made according to their shita, it's definitely. This is the shita of Chayei Odom, which is even more, we're talking about amos. The machlok is shat in Chayei Odom, so we're going between 2 to 8 amos. Okay. One in the second shita. The third shita is, how do you calculate this tanu gold or tanu cotton? Either from the halal hatanu, the old space which you have, cubic, what we would have called it, or we're talking about the flooring of the tanu. So, if we're talking about the flooring of the tanu, definitely we don't have this capacity. And not even the Chayei Odom, even the lenient shita, which is 50 by 70, we don't have such a tanuk. And so tanuk gozel will be only in the big industrial ovens, like in bakeries, they got big such ovens. That was the only way. This is one thing. The second thing is posuach and sosum. Everybody knows that once upon a time, the way of ovens was you putting your pot into the tanuk, into a hole basically, where you have coil underneath with your fire. And then you put a lid on top of the oven to make sure that all the heat was staying inside. Do that. Tomorrow, this is used to be a tanu. However, if you got a way where the heat can escape, it's called posuach. Yeah? How much opening you need is another question. But at least something to let the heat. Why? So mainly the same thing is the gabed aloha of bliyas. According to Chazal, there's a difference between tanu kosum, posuach, or sosum. Tanu godel, posuach, and sosum. According to halacha, we need two conditions for a tanu to analyze what type of hakshor you need. If it's, first of all, you need to have cotton, to have blias, and sosum. You need to have two things. And if you're missing one of them, it makes you a problem. So for example, if you have a tanu godel, yeah, so the steam, the air, whatever you have will evaporate into big tunnel, and it's open and let the air escape. There is, in principle, no bliyas as far as the tunnel is concerned, and you would have been allowed to bake and to cook two things, maybe even open, together in the oven. Why? Because even if you got a kosher meal, openly, without any seal, and the non-kosher open, we say that the whatever evaporates from the meal automatically disappears straightway through the air of the ovens and escape. The same mashenken, if it's not open, if it's sosum, even if it's posuach, according to most poskim, it stayed inside. However, if it's a small oven, yeah, which I can say is probably 90% of the residential ovens which are used, as long as not it's called commercial, they're all lechoyre ktanim, even so they're all open. Today all our ovens are open everywhere where escape. But after we can, according to halacha, you need to have the two conditions, so we still have tanur and ktanim. The difference is the tanur cotton, you're not allowed to heat up two open meals, a kosher and non-kosher together, because you have the problem. We're not talking about reichem milsehi, that's probably everybody heard about reichem milsehi. We're talking about the zeh as well, the steam which evaporates from the meal which comes. And this is the reason why you need to have the double seal, because all our ovens are based on tanurim ktanim, and also we heat up kosher and non-kosher meal together, open and open. This is the mitzvah. So mainly we come to the conclusion that a kosher meal to heat up in the oven, we have first of all a chisorim of tanur cotton, that if you have a non-kosher meal, automatically you'll have a bliyas from the next one, yeah, and especially if it's a fatty type of meal, so you'll have there boiling. If you have soup, for example, of the non-kosher, you'll have there will come up. Even so, if pasuach, you'll have this problem. And therefore, you need to make sure that the two seals are properly sealed, okay, there and nothing between them. Now, if, for example, it does happen from time to time that a meal, the inner seal crack, for example. It's very, very unusual that the outer wrapper gets opened up. It's very, very unusual. Special seal machines, which really, really unusual. What does occasionally happen is that the inner seal, because it's a heat seal, and through the handling of like we mentioned before, the overheating or the handling of the product, don't forget that the product gets handled quite a few time before it reaches the patient, that the inner seal crack, and therefore still have a problem of a leakage. Mimele, if on the oven they had, for example, open meals, non-kosher open meals, or they have any the dirt or shamnunis liquid on it, that is when we come to the main problem. There is a machloikas, however, if one need to be choishes that there was anything in the oven. So for example, if a patient is in a hospital bed and the nurse come and bring them a meal onto his table, and he see it's leaking, he wear, for example, soup or any different type of thing, that there is leakage between the two seals, the two wrappers. His question obviously will be, if there was anything outside, it makes me a problem of bleach. Does one need to be choishes that there were something in the oven? So, what is the mitzvah? So, I can only tell you that the investigation which we've been doing recently is shown that the MSC is obviously the hygiene is very important, especially in the hospitals, and it's something that we are still investigating. About kolponim, one thing is even the machlekes apofkim, that it's not zicher that one need to be choishes, especially b'choilim, that a choile have a lot of the different coolers, especially someone with pikuach nefesh, but let's not even go into pikuach nefesh. Then any choile which is in hospital, mimele, you don't need to be choishes that there were something on the outside. Now, I don't say it's ideal. No, we don't say the chatchile, yes, we need to rely that even it's leaking, so otherwise you would not need the inner seal, you'd be enough the outer seal, and say there's nothing on the meal, on the outside of the ovens. But the reason for that is not. The inner machlok is he wanted to be choishes. Obviously, if one gets a meal and can see a leakage from the external wrapper, so you know for sure that something has been leaking on top, then there must be something else. There must definitely, you know, there is been a double also, there must be zicher also, if you have a leakage between the two. Obviously, if it's dry, you can put whatever you want on top. It doesn't make any difference. But however, if you don't have anything, you don't need to be cautious. Now, I just want to mention, before we finish, another thing which people are sometimes very concerned, is by heating the meals, since you have the two plastic there, what we call, so sometimes they stick together. A lot of people are conscious that the dust should be concerned as one kli. Now it's like heating up in one kli. Richtig in the beginning when you put, it was two separate, but now by heating it, they merge together, is it considered as one kli or not? The halacha says clearly that it is two kli. Doesn't make any difference. I just want one thing to add, got one more minute, is people ask, why don't we have the same idea like they have in different countries, to have like a foil packaging. Yeah. Foil packaging, chapter is, today we have a plastic wrapper, we should have a foil packaging, which it is maybe a better type of packaging. We must bear in mind that those type of meals are universal, in a sense, that need to be able to be heated in ovens, in microwaves. You never know what the end user, and not we don't know, we do know that some people will use microwaves, some will use ovens, or different methods, so you need to make sure that you have the type of packaging which will fit and be able to be heated for every different type of hospital. I mean, there is, I'm not going to quote any numbers, but there is a vast amount of hospitals and patients and private consumers, and mainly you need to make sure that it works in every detail. I hope this was helpful, and that Shelton should not deserve not to be Michel, but one thing I want to find out that we didn't take any psat halacha as far, but just discussing the point, and obviously there's no question, we accept and we take every comment and every complaint, and we have it, we take every complaint as constructive criticism, no, what is it called? Yeah, and Be'ez Hashem, we're not to be mixed.